Good morning to you and yours. Welcome to the show, All Things Monday Motivation, alongside our motivational speaker, Kenneth Kareem. We are building a number of accurate concepts, or rather, accurate concepts are being built around the concept of building. And we are joined by Mr. Kareem, who tells us all about it. Mr. Kareem?
Hi, how are you, Sister Kenny?
Lovely, how are you?
I'm excellent.
Building has a number of accurate concepts. Interesting.
Oh, yes. No. Because we are motivating people, I strongly believe that it is also imperative that we actually also coach them. Because you can't actually start fire and not actually build, you know, the principle on how to maintain it. So now I want us to actually focus on building. One of the things that I want us to actually pay attention to is, number one, when you are building, one of the key factors in building is you can't build extrinsically if you have not built intrinsically.
Yeah.
Now, most people are trying to best out what they did not actually conceive, you know, internally. So now we actually want to manage the next when self-management is in disarray. And self-management requires a couple of things. As much as we say your business must have a vision, your career, you must have a vision, your personal self must have a vision. Vision is the ability to see the end at the beginning. Vision is the capacity to address a problem that has not yet been actually identified. In other words, a person that has a vision, they see stuff that others cannot see. They are able to access stuff that others cannot see. So those are visionaries. But also vision must be personal. What we have done is we have done, you know, a global vision when we have no personal vision. What is your dream about traveling? What is your plan about your health? What is your plan about establishing yourself? What do you want to study? What do you want to establish? In other words, the moment you ignore yourself, then you will have a good vision which you are a dysfunction of. Let's say that again. You will have an exceptional vision which you are a dysfunction of. Some visions are not killed by anything but your incapability to build yourself. That mall could have been there. That private jet that you wanted to build and sell could have been there. But the problem for your vision is you. The problem that has to actually abort and stop the functionality of your vision, it is you. Yeah. Because what you do is you jump in and try to be a solution to everyone else but yourself. Yeah. And then if you can then learn these three things, I will put it and say it's three P's. I mean, four P's rather. Four P's. P number one, learn your purpose. We spoke about that. Purpose is license for existence. P number two, learn your position in your own life and in other people's lives. Because sometimes we actually overclaim a place in people's lives that they've never permitted. We overclaim a place in people's hearts that is never actually done. So that the best person to actually be there for you, learn your position in yourself, learn your position in other people's lives. Number three, invite pressure. P number three is pressure. Pressure is the capacity to actually be pushed until you surely birth what is in you. Pressure is actually a license to birth. You can't actually birth anything unless pressure is external. You can't test out something unless pressure externally is is exerted. So you need an exerted pressure on you so that you can actually. So what pressurizes you? What pressurizes you is timeline. That's why it's very important to have to put time into everything you do. Throw in a timeline. When do you wanna have a car? When do you wanna be married? When do you wanna move out of the location into a suburban area? Mm-hmm. When do you wanna take yourself out to a holiday? When do you wanna take yourself? That's very imperative. Number four, P, the final P. P number three is remember the position, P-O-S-I-T-I-O-N. Then there's possession. Possession is P-O-S-S-E-S-S-I-Z-I-O-N. Something like that. It's possession, to possess something. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you mismanage the seed, you will plant into an exit. And planting stuff in an exit is throwing them into a drain. You are draining it out. If you take your gift and actually place it in an exit, you place it in people that don't believe in what you are, then you are assassinative of what you've actually birthed. So it's very imperative to actually even check the birds that you flock with. Because some birds that you flock with are a reason why you are stagnant in life.
Mr. Kareem, building requires a lot of uncomfortability. You need to be in uncomfortable spaces in order to grow.
Yes, comfort, remember, comfort is the enemy of change. When you spend most of your time in comfort, you will lose your season to release yourself, because comfort will always fight you. Comfort will always tell you you can't. I mean, comfort will always ask you questions that requires you to react. So mostly be in uncomfortable places. They are very important for your growth.
Absolutely. Mr. Kareem, thank you so much. Let's park it here for today. Next week again, same time, same place.
Thank you, Sister Tan.
This is what we do every single Monday. We keep you motivated. We start your week the best way we know how. And of course, you can always send us your Monday motivation on 072-885-7702. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Rise of Faith.